IBT, Model Test Scripts for the Writing Section. Integrated Writing, the Mozart Effect. Now listen to a lecture on the same topic as the passage that you have just read.
Now that you've read the article on the Mozart Effect, here are a few thoughts for your consideration. Let me say that although the research on the effect of exposure to music or actual training in music is very interesting, and I agree that this line of investigation should be continued, I think that we need to look more closely at three aspects of these studies. First, it's being conducted by a limited number of researchers. And I understand that this is happening in part because it takes a degree of musical expertise to accomplish and interpret these kinds of studies. But it would be much more convincing if a larger number of researchers were making contributions to the work. That way, the studies wouldn't cite previous studies by the same investigators. Second, the research has been used to make a case for music education in schools. As you probably already know, both music and art have been removed from the curriculum in many schools because of budget cuts. And the way that the research has been presented outside of the academic community has often been less than scientific. I mean, even if you agree that music is important to children, as I do, it doesn't follow that the results of these studies conclude that the music programs should be reinstated. In defense of the researchers, let me mention that some of the general interest magazines and newspapers summed up their reports with conclusions that the original researchers did not put forward. Okay, third. An entire industry has grown up around the Mozart effect. Children's publishers have come out with a number of products that claim to make babies smarter. Audio tapes and toys with classical music cues are becoming popular among parents who want to give their children an intellectual advantage before they begin school. So it seems to me that the rush to sell the idea to parents muddies the water, because the toy companies interject the research into advertising copy in such a way that the ad itself appears to be a legitimate conclusion of the study cited. You see, we just don't have very much information about the way the brain processes music. We may be able to conclude that there's some benefit, the so-called Mozart effect, but how does that happen? We do know quite a lot about the way that the human brain processes language. And when we get to that point in our understanding of music, then the explanations that are currently so speculative in the music research will be more convincing. And then any programs and products developed will be more valuable.